So looking at the Rosh, Perakei Simon Gimel, so it takes us back to Nun Zion, Amar Aleph. We'll start from the beginning of the Simon, because officially we started from the Zion Amar Aleph, we could really start from the base, but that's Amar Afuna. Yes, it's Sufet Ein Modin Lehem Elim Yipasit Basin. So this halacha of measuring, so you measure from the city and onwards, so that doesn't apply if the city is a city of tents. But rather, each individual person measures from his own home. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Kano, Amar Rav, Im Yesh Shalom Shalosh Chatzeres Shal Shnei Batim, then Hukvu. We said that regards to extending a city, a person with Yerushin Srif can extend the city. With regards to creating a city of just Srifim and just tents cannot create. But we're saying over here, so what's called that you have the minimal amount enough that they say, okay, then now they can extend? If there are three chetzeres, each one has two batim in it of regular built homes. So from that point, now you have a city to start with, and now the Yoshe Tzrifim can act as the extension and extend the city. Simon Gimel. Tan Rabbanan. Habo l'rabo, when you're coming to make your ribu of the city, merabo b'ribu shel olam, you make it according to the directions of the world. So you make the north side of the boundary along the north side of the direction which is north. Okay. Noisen Karfev L'ir Dibur Remeir. Chomim Remeim Ein Noisen Karfev L'Shtei Yoris Bovat. The Remeir says you automatically always give an extension of 70 Yamas and 2/3 of an Amma beyond any city before you start calculating the Tchum. And that's something which is only true by a city. A person has his own individual, you know, tchum. He's being shabbos and shabbos somewhere in the middle, you know, in the fields. So he gets dalanamas. But the Remeir says, but if you have a city, you automatically get 70 yamas. You give it between two cities. So the fact that they are sharing a karfiv in between allows them to be one city, and a person who is in city A can travel all the way through city B before he starts calculating his tum in that direction. Well, there would be no dinner karfiv on the far side because there's no other city adjacent to it, just on the near side between the two of them. You have three cities which are in a form of a triangle. If the way the more explained it, what do you not understand? If you have a carpet, it was the area between the two cities which is considered the extension of the city. So the two cities have their karfiv overlap, so they're considered one big city. If you have three cities, what the more explains is that you have three cities. Correct. So in the case you have three cities, the more explains that you have three cities in the shape of a triangle, and the two cities, if you move the top of the triangle, the third city, the second city, or the middle city, in between the two outer cities, in the bottom, there would be a less than a gap of 141 amas and a third between those two, that you, between city A and B, and city C and B. So then A and B and C and B all become one big city. It's my the more part of Machlokes. If one number nice and carpet of the zoo, each you give a calculation of 141. Because each one gets a karfif, and the two karfifus together extend the cities. They have to share one karfif for it to work. Okay. So to Rosh, he's asking a question. Tanya, Perkama, the Sukkah, by Shane, by Dalad Amas, Dalad Amas. If the house doesn't have four Amas by four Amas, Enosin, Ibra, the Ben Shteyoris. So there are many halachas regarding it's not chayiv. And the mezuzah, it says the whole, one of the things it says in the braisa is it can't act as an eber between two cities. So that's more of an insipid. But kasha, for the Rosh Hakasha, the high bias might be to say, what exactly is the role of this house in this situation? The mayor knows in Karfur Lazu, but Karfur Lazu, Apple bias. There's two cities, they both get their Karfur whether there's a house there or not. And Rav Huna, according to the Chachamim, you have two cities, each one gets a Karfif. So they both share the same in the Amis. It's a Karfif Ein Sarach Bias. There's no requirement to having a bias there. Okay. The case was that there was more than 141 amas and a third between the two cities. So on their own, they could not connect. And the chiddush is that the bias extends the ibur. Okay? So, and therefore the bias is needed to act, to extend and allow the ibur to the iruv of the two cities to work. So, why do we have to mention the case of two cities? We don't act, the house cannot act as an extension of the city unless it's 4 amas by 4 amas. That's all that we want to say. So it's relevant both between two cities, it's also relevant to the city itself. Because we said if you have a house within 70 amas of the city, that becomes an extension of the city, and now you measure the end of the city from there. We said before that if you have a city and you have a booth, which is within 70 amas of the city, that's considered like the city went that far. And then you have another one within 70 amas, again, you extend the city. You keep on extending the city by each booth. Well, they have to be a certain size. So tell me they have to be 4x4. But who cares between two cities? That's not the issue. And once that's true, it's true with two cities also. Like we had before in the second paragraph. The Mor says that when they would travel on Shabbos from the city of Barnish to the shul of Daniel, he said in Babel, how'd you do it? It was three parsa, that's 12 mil. How did you walk 12 mil on Shabbos? So more answers, they were semich on Abergunin, that there were homes, so there were booths where the Sharman used to be Sharman the sodas every 70 yamas. So I don't understand what the Morbid and Sukkah is saying between two cities. It's relevant even without two cities. Okay. So what does it mean? It doesn't act as a way to be ma'ar of the two cities. Rana Tam says no. Mekayim Girsa says Smorim Bochim Pirush Enosin Lo Din Ibur Ben Shei Yoris. The Rabbanon Irachas Ein Lo Karfif. Im Hoyel Zeh Habayis Dalan Amis Hoyel Lo Din Ir. So if it would have Dalan Amis, since it's considered part of the city, and therefore Rav Huna knows in Karfif Lo Ir, the Karfif Lo Bayis. So, if I have a scenario, the Gemara is suggesting, if I have a scenario, which I have a city, and I have a home, which was 120 amas away from the city, so I can make a karfif between the two, a karfif of the city and a karfif of the bayis, and now they overlap and you have 140, it's less than 141. So, according to Rav Huna, Shtei Karfifas work, and you can be mechaber the bayis to be part of the city. No, they have to overlap with one karfif. So that's what it's coming to mechadash to me. That this halacha of Karfif is between, it's not necessarily owned by two cities. Hodin Ir Ubayis. The case of a city and a bayis would also have two karfifas, according to, or one karfif. The sin of our Mishnah of Enos Karfif El Shtei Ayoris Bovad is Lavdak Shtei Ayoris. Well, that's what the moral of there's being Mechadish. Alagav Nakad Rameir, Ir Nakad Rabbanan, Nami Shtei Ayoris. Rameir told about a city, they told about two cities. Now, how do I know that? The Manashach, let's think about it. Forget about Rav Huna for a second. According to Rav Chiya Bar Rav, so Chiya Bar Rav says you get one karfif. So if there's a karfif and then there's a city, so it's all one. And this is a karfif and a bias, it's also all one. We said the one bias within the karfif extends the city. So if there'd be a city there, that's all part of the city. So according to Rav Chiya Bar Rav, anyway, you're going to have to learn Shtei Yoris is Lav Davka. Once it says it's one karfif, number karfif echad l'shtei and lav davka nokas shtei yoris duva din ir bayis na'ide burgenin holchem kedemu perikos apasim. So the same way it's true in Rechiya Bar Rav that we're saying that the lashon of a yoris is lav davka can mean a city in a bayis. So and we're going to be mechadish now in Rav Huna that the lashon of shtei yoris is lav davka and a bayis can get a karfif in that situation. Okay. Pasuk Ben Otam Zalka Rav Huna the Gadol Hoya Rav Rastam Chol Yosef Chiya Bar Rav. The worst is in general we rely on Rav Huna more. Davi Zutra Minei Tuba, he was much younger. Tenu Perik Yesh Barochin Shor Rav Huna Mechicha Mahanach Meroy the Kamon Kami Kavasei. Chiya Bar Rav was much younger than Rav Huna. Rav Huna used to see Pasuk Rav Huna. I don't know what he's referring to.
On the last line of the first column.
Okay, my page is a different page than yours, so I don't know what
it's
Dalai Lama,
is it? Yeah.
Okay. So we pass them like that, and we find Gemara's also would say that we calculate two karfifas. Rav Ili Omer Rav Chinino, the Mashan Aliva the Rav Huna Lav Meshuloshin. So Yechiba Rav Yechelin Liyos Meshuloshin Mamish. In Chiya Rav, you have to explain the following. The Mishnah says clearly 141. Right? According to him, it's only 70. 70 and 2/3. Why 141? So he'll learn the case was. There was three cities actually in a row, which is the way the more originally assumes the Pshat and Mishaloshin means. And that scenario, we calculate based on 141. So Chiya Rav can learn the Mishnah Kipshutai. The more says, if you learn Kipshutai, so what's the Mishnah telling me? Why Lafka can't say Mishaloshin? Of course, that's true. According to Rav Huna, see, the case was that it was triangular. So the fact that the Gemara explains, Rav Ili explains that Lav Meshuloshin means they're going. You see, the Amoraimer going like Rav Huna. The Bible Rabbah discussed that shot in the Gemara, and they explain it, etc. The end of the sugya. The shilim is the end of the Amalei Rapapa Rava. Rapapa said the Rava, the Hani Bnei Aktisvon, the Mashki Tuma Mehagisa, the Ardasher, the people from Aktisvon, which measure from Ardasher, etc. So they asked them. He asked the question, Hokamavsika Diglis, the Habi Yosef Kupam Alabashlish, but the river is the Tigris River is in between, which is wider than 141 and a third. So that's what he asks. Why 141 and a third? According to Rechi Barab, you should ask, it's wider than 70. Mashma di lav loyhavi elakup and balav ashlish. Had it only been 141 and a third, not more, Shaparavdi, that they would be okay with that. Vana Kravuna. Okay. Now, for Hoda Achle Rava Atmaato the Shura the Mivli Bedigles the Ayin Amah B'Shirayim. The Mor says that he showed him that there was this wall which extended the city out into the river within 70 amas. So why is he stressing 70 amas? That sounds like Rechibarav, not Rechuna. Hanam Yaktiksu and Rechav Rishalot when we are Rechav Rechav Rishalot the Hanukub Malav Me'atamata the Shura the Tzad Ardashur. The point was that was within 70 amas of the city. That is part of the city, and then you now calculate from there 141 to the other city, Tardashir. So here's a kasha of the more in the second parak. The Kamar, where it says Maswasa, a city, the Mivlin Ba'ayan Amma, which was in 70 amas of this city. Well, what do you need 70 amas in the city? You need 141 from the city. So Hanu Meira Smuchalo Im Karfif. It meant within 70 amas of the adjacent city and the adjacent city's Karfif. It's within 70 amas of the other city's Karfif. The Hanu Kumim Alav Benako, which is 141 total. Void near Leben Tamla Dat the Manushach Hachilchus. 70 and 2 thirds is 1 karf, 141 and a third is 2. Excuse me. Void near Lerbeno Town, the Latin and the Mamonoshoch, Hachi Hilchusop. The Neusen, the Shtay Ayoris, Shnei Karfifus. We're going to end up with a total of 141 anyway. The Filachia Barab, the Kamar Karfif, the Echo, the Shtayan, they get 1 Karfif, the Bach puts in the word Echo. Hamukilo Sefer the Masnisa the Tanim Yesh Lezub Ayinama V'Shirayim, which sounds like we calculate 141 is Kirameir. So V'Hamachloz Achakastam V'Imken After the Day Halacha Kirameir. So at the end of the day, Kirameir, every Karfif gets every city gets a Karfif. So if you have two cities, they both get a Karfif. So you end up with 141. Well, do we pass like Rameir over the Chachamim? Well, the next Mishnah, the next case of Rechibar, Rav says it's going like Rameir, even though it's not attributed to Rameir. So that's a case of a Stam Masnisa. So we have a rule in Shah, so you have a Machloikas earlier in the Mishnayas, and then you have it later in the Mishnayas that it just quotes one opinion Stam. That's the one we pass them like. So even according to Rechibar Rav, he agrees according to the mayor that each city gets 70 amas, and we have a stam mishnah like your mayor after this machloikis that you get each one gets 70 amas. So we pass like your mayor, even according to the chibur up. Okay, fine. B'chein kasa Rabbeinu Meir is out. The Rama Rutenberg says halacha your mayor d'amr number shuman levi halacha k'dibur meikel filo yochi k'neged rab. So he said before we have a cloud in Hills Erevin, plus like Dibri Mekel Be'erev. So that's going to be the opinion. Each city gets a karfif, even though it's Yachid Keneged Rabin. Now that's a little difficult because the Mor said that wasn't referring to the dinim of measuring Truman. Right here, Raya, he brings another proof.
Ram is the Ram.
That's Rabbeinu Meir, yeah. The Rosh was the Talmud of the Rama Rutenberg. When he says Reish Mem, he means Rabbeinu Meir. Doesn't mean the Rambam.
Rabbi
Meir,
the
Rambam
either.
No. That explains
a lot of
Rabbeinu Meir. Right. Vayit Hebi Raya, Minipolig, Rabbeinu Liel, Ben Elon Ha'omid, Teichi Bursh, Elon, Ben Ha'omid, Chutzli Bursh. In the case where you want to say that you're going to a certain tree, if that tree was within the Eber of the city or not. So we see that there was only one city there, and the tree was within the Eber, is considered inside of the city. That's what the Rebbeinu Meir says. Miu said the Rosh. Now here's the Rosh's own opinion. Ain near Masha Pirsha Ben Otam Zal the Bais Chashav Keir. That was the Ben Otam says that one house has the same halacha like the city. The Gamri totally the Yin Zesh and Nosin Karfel the Zeb Karfel the Zeb. Each one gets its own Karfel. That the house by itself has the same status of a city that'll get its own karfif vis-a-vis the. So you use a gap of 141. So according to him, it's mamash like an ear, like Abin Elochel karfif. What? Correct. So he says it's not. Let's see how he takes it out. This much I will give you. A lever the rabbanon. Habibayis keir legamri linyan zesh and usin l'shnei batim below ear karfiv echad. Karn lechiyah barav, you get one karfiv. So when do you get a karfiv? So around the city. Well, what's a city? So two batim without an ear gets a karfiv. So I'm a practical problem. It says, what makes something a city? So if it has a wall, I understand. It doesn't have a wall. What makes this not a group of independent batim? Because each one is within 70 amas of the other one. So he means you're saying a house gets it, then have a karfif. The guy be this halacha. So that much I have to agree to. So that's the guy be the halacha of that much. In Sabella, comes according to Chibar Rav, which you always only get one karfiv. So no difference in a city and a house. A house to the next house gets 70 amas. Now my question is, but according to Ben Otam, the car you have a house to a house, you get 141 amas. To be mechar for the two houses to be one and make it into an ear. So that's a very important. Now we pass on the kavuna. So I want to know when I'm building my city. And I'm a single camp. I'm in this little village over here, and this village is a city. How distant can the homes be from each other to allow me to calculate that this is a city, and then give it a measure the tchum from the end of the city, or do I measure my tchum from my end of my house? So, according to Ben Otam, Pashas, you would end up with a calculation of 141. This is that we're not going to go that far. Let's hold it here.